Well, it's been revealed today that a Western New South Wales man charged with murdering childcare worker Molly Ticehurst was on bail for several violent charges against her at the time of her death. According to the organisation Counting Dead Women in Australia, Ms. Ticehurst is one of 25 women that have allegedly died at the hands of their partners already this year. Now, Legal Aid New South Wales is warning that they're seeing a significant uptick in the number of women seeking legal support for domestic violence-related issues. Alex Cahoon is the Executive Director of Family Law at Legal Aid New South Wales, and she joins me now. Alex, what exactly are you seeing in terms of people requesting legal support?
Hi there. So over the last few years, we've seen a surge in demands for help from victims of domestic violence. So these are mainly women. They're seeking help with a range of issues, primarily in relation to their ADVOs, but also in relation to their related family law matters. So those matters can include their parenting arrangements, it can be their property and financial support, and it can also be in relation to obtaining a divorce. Mm.
Can you quantify the numbers, the percentage increases that you're seeing, say, to your hotline or your services?
Absolutely. So we've seen an increase in calls to our hotline by 36% over 2 years. We've also seen a massive surge in demands for our duty lawyer services. So our duty lawyers provide one-off assistance and advice in court, and we provide those services across New South Wales. And overall, we've seen an increase of 61% in demand for those services. And duty lawyer services in relation to apprehended domestic violence orders have grown by 25%. So really concerning figures.
Mm-hmm. So what are you putting down this increase of demand to? Is it an increase in the incidence of domestic violence, or is it indeed possible that people are simply more aware of the support services out there and are more empowered then to take this step towards legal action?
I think it's a combination of those things. We know that there's been an overall increase in reports of domestic violence to police. We also know that there's an increased awareness of domestic violence, but we also think that part of it is the pressures arising from the cost of living and housing crises. Mm. We used to call domestic violence the pandemic within a pandemic during the COVID period, and we've seen no sign of this abating.
Mm. You mentioned earlier what some of the people are calling for, but are there particular types of support that have greater demand that people are looking for assistance with?
So our domestic violence unit at Legal Aid New South Wales is a one-stop shop. We have lawyers, we have caseworkers or social workers, we have mental health workers and financial counsellors, and they provide trauma-informed services to women about the range of issues that arise from separation and that arise from domestic violence. So it's hard to pinpoint particular issues because we know that all of these, there is strong demand for all of these services.
So we know, Alex, that you're working with Legal Aid New South Wales, but can we extrapolate across the country? Can you, I'm curious to find out whether, there are similar increases in demand for DV Legal Aid in other parts of the country as well. What are your state counterparts and territory counterparts saying to you?
So my colleagues in other legal aid commissions across the country were reporting similar experiences to us. We were able to expand what we call our FAS services, so our family advocacy and support services, to locations across the regions, across New South Wales. So that means that in every Federal Circuit and Family Law Court location across New South Wales, we provide people with duty lawyer services and social support services. And that's flushed out demand that was always there, but because we weren't able to provide those services, they weren't able to access them. So I think that's part of it, that we are now in those regional locations and we're seeing people who have always required our help but haven't been able to access it.
Mm. On RN Drive, it's coming up to 12 minutes past five. Alex Cahoon is the Executive Director of Family Law at Legal Aid New South Wales. Here discussing the increase in people seeking legal support for domestic violence-related issues. Given this increase, a really large increase in demand for the services, how are your lawyers, your staff dealing with this increase in demand? Is it manageable? Can you still provide the services you once did?
We're keeping a close eye on it. We need to be mindful of the impact of this work on our lawyers and on particularly in relation to the potential for vicarious trauma. It's something at the moment we don't turn anyone away. We see everyone who comes through our door and who requires our help. But it's obviously something that we're keeping an eye on because the increase certainly isn't sustainable.
Mm. As you know, we can't talk too much at all about the specifics of the death of Molly Ticehurst, but we do know that her alleged killer had been on bail for charges relating to sexual assault, stalking and harassment. What sort of supports can be provided to people in these types of situations if they might be concerned about a partner or indeed a former partner?
It's really important that they access services as soon as possible. One critical thing that the lawyers in our domestic violence unit do is to link women with the services of caseworkers who can do a lot of safety planning with women to ensure that if they're still in the relationship, they have a checklist, have strategies in terms of keeping themselves safe, and if they've left the relationship, safety planning can help them to stay safe. So it really can be life-changing and life-saving help that these services provide.
Is it easy for women in these situations to navigate the system?
No, it's certainly not easy, and that's why we really urge women to access this help.
How does the demand look from a regional to a more city perspective? Where does the demand come from?
I don't have figures, actually. I'm sorry that can compare metropolitan and regional demand, but we know that it's certainly since we've been able to expand the family advocacy and support service to regional locations, we know that there is significant demand in those locations across New South Wales.
Just finally and briefly, Alex, if you're a person in a difficult relationship, when is the right time to seek support? What sort of signs do people need to be looking out for that a person might be at risk?
So I think there are a number of websites that can assist women who are at risk. We have a fabulous DV website that is managed by National Legal Aid. It's really important that they access this information safely, and most websites have quick exits that enable them to, that mean that they can stay safe while looking up vital information. In terms of, I think the best advice I can give is for people to get some advice about whether their situation, what to do in their individual situation, because we know that everyone is different, circumstances change, and we really need to make sure that that the needs of the woman and especially the safety needs of any children are protected.
Alex Cahoon is the Executive Director of Family Law at Legal Aid New South Wales. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And if this conversation has raised any issues for you, help is available. You can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.